Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Chedin Law Firm. Common Sense Legal Advice with me, attorney Neil Jensen, and a special guest as well. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. How have you been?
Well, I've been okay. I've survived. I'm here with you,
yes.
And the snow is almost gone.
Yeah, pretty much. Say I'm back. I'll talk about a number of things, but you said I'm here with a guest, and I am here with Jason Lee, and Jason is joining the Hutchinson office of Melkert Hubert Chedin, and we're just really pleased to have him here. You know, we got him as down south, kind of, because his wife is also an attorney, but is originally from Wisconsin, from Bayfield, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. But we'll do our shtick first, I suppose.
Okay. All right. Are we going to start with a joke, or do we need to get updated on some otherworldly things
There's
happening?
There's a lot. There's so much.
You know, and, you know.
Lindsay Whalen. What happened to her? Bingo.
They're retiring number 13, the Minnesota Lynx are.
Yeah, so she'll be hanging in the Williams Arena Target Center.
Right? Target Center, yeah.
Yeah.
And
pretty nice for the local girl.
I understand they're going to wash the jersey first.
That'd be a good
idea. Before they hang it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in the rafters.
I could tell you a story about not washing gym clothes, but I don't think that's appropriate for the radio. So people have to ask me that when they come to see me.
This is not a throwback to your high school days, is it?
Yes. Yes. That's what they
That's
say.
That's fairly common.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Nice day.
Yeah.
And this is broadcast. When are we going to broadcast?
Broadcast on Saturday mornings. Yeah. It's supposed to be 75.
Yeah.
We'll
so we can talk about Easter because this is going to be a current program. So happy Easter to everybody.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Happy Easter to you.
Thank you. All right, I got some jokes from Lisa.
Okay.
6 pages of Ole and Lena jokes.
Really?
So
she
maybe
had
I'll,
one last time we talked, I think.
Yeah, she crossed that one off, so I wouldn't
okay.
tell it again.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. All right, let's see if I can find a couple here. This is from my book, not the Ole and Lena jokes. A lot of those are inappropriate, too, you know. Most of those Ole and Lena jokes had something to do with their kind of relationship, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right, what's this? Oh, I've got some of these jokes, you know, because I'm not a young boy anymore. I'm kind of mature.
Sure.
How can you tell when you're getting old? You go to an antiques auction, 3 people bid on you.
Mm. Okay. Boo.
Not that good, right?
No.
How about this one? Oh, I like this. 2 neighbors appeared in court, a little legal thing here, right?
Yeah.
Each woman accusing the other of causing trouble in their building. Let's get to the evidence, the judge said in an effort to end their bickering. I'll hear the oldest woman first. Case was dismissed for lack of testimony.
Not bad. There aren't any duck jokes, do you?
You know, Jason doesn't know about my duck jokes, but most of my family says no more duck jokes, I'm gonna bring a couple back.
Yeah, if you can resurrect something.
And how about the snail in the bar? That's always a big joke.
I like it.
Yeah.
So where are we going now?
Oh,
got the joke.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about Jason. He's got a microphone, but when I interviewed him, the firm interviewed him, and then I interviewed him. But it reminded me of, you know, these days, most things you can't ask people because it's inappropriate.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you can't ask them if they go to church, what church they go to. There are a lot of things you can't ask. And I was down in. I'd gone to the Masters for a day and was with my. Well, you're shaking your head like, what a tough life you have.
Yeah.
Don't you? I can just see it in your face.
Did you see Tiger win then? Or?
I didn't see. I was there for the practice round.
Oh, okay.
It rained. It rained. There was lightning. We were thrown off the course. Everybody's falling down in the mud. So it wasn't fabulous.
That was practice day?
Practice day on Tuesday.
Yeah. I think they started the last day early because of the storms.
They did the last day, Sunday, because they were afraid, and then I think the weather was fine as it turned out.
Yeah.
There's a par 3 tournament they had on Wednesday. They cut that short because of the condition of the course and so on. But the point of the story is credentials when you hire somebody and what you can ask. So my son and his partner for many years in business were hiring somebody, and they told the partner that now there are a number of things you can't ask, and you know, whether it's religion or sexual preference, what, there are all these things you can't ask.
Yeah.
And Trevor told me, he said, the first two questions he asked had every category you cannot ask when he did the interview with this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I wasn't like that. I didn't ask Jason anything. I don't even know if... Do you have a law license? I can ask that,
can I? Can you? I would think so. I think that'd be one of the main ones right there, first off.
Yeah. No, seriously. Jason, if you get a little close, your mic is a little iffy, I think, but I just, family, wife, child, you know, that I could ask, and why don't you just say a couple things about your wife and Braylon? Braylon? Yeah, go ahead.
Wife of about 5 years, and... my daughter, Braylon, just turned one a couple weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. And your wife's also an attorney, I believe.
She is. She doesn't practice.
Yeah, yeah. Some people say that I don't either, right? Practice. Or maybe I do practice. Really.
No, you need more practice.
Right, yeah.
Apparently your office is on the golf course, though. On the links.
The informal office is out there, yeah. The, Jason, you both went to Michigan State Law School?
Yes.
Right? Which is a... excellent law school, and you're going to practice. I'm not going to ask you because maybe I shouldn't tell you or surprise you, but no. You know, Hutchinson is the Hutchinson office used to be a general practice, Jason, but now, as you can see, the few days you've been there so far, that we do a number of different things, but not everything, because Waconia does a lot of things. We don't do personal injury work anymore and some other things. What do you have questions, moderator?
Maybe a little more on the background. Where are you originally from?
Yeah, I'm originally from Florida. I spent 4 years in the Army, though, so I kind of moved around, lived in Arizona, Alaska, and then Michigan for law school. So we decided to move up here to be closer to my wife's family.
Okay.
How'd you end up in the Army? Enlist?
I enlisted, yes.
Oh, boy. I was in 4 years, but they drafted me. What? Tell me a little bit about that. I'm always curious about military background.
Yeah, I flew drones in the Army.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yep. 4 years. You're in Afghanistan.
So you were in Afghanistan for a year, flying drones?
Yes, and I got out and went to law school.
Yeah.
When did you get the interest in law and being an attorney?
Well, my dad's an attorney, but it was towards the end of my time in the Army. I was taking some courses and discovered that I really enjoyed reading cases and studying the law.
Okay, so maybe Jason or Neil, depending on who wants to answer this one, what are you going to focus on ultimately?
I can answer part of that. He's going to end up doing everything I don't want to do. And if I happen to, let's say, go to the golf course for a day or two, he'll be there to handle matters. So essentially, I'm gone until about October 12th.
Yeah. I may never see you again. Well, you know, and don't you kind of touch on many aspects of what's, you know, covered at the law firm? And then you start to narrow it down. You tend to focus on maybe one avenue, or at least narrow it down.
Yeah, essentially, Hutch, we were talking about that a little bit, but, you know, we do estate planning, we do real estate, we do estate administration, probate avoidance, and those kinds of things. And then Lisa is very strong in domestic law, which is dissolutions. It's really family law practice. And that's a big part of what we do in Hutch. There are other things, you know, we still do dispute resolution, as I say, real estate. We have a closing company in town that now belongs to the firm, and they do a lot of it, but we still do real estate. So my idea in the practice has always been in the Hutch office is that it eventually is going to be three attorneys. Now it's two plus me, whatever that would be called, 2.1, would you say?
Yeah,
maybe?
Well.
Yeah. So eventually it's going to be three attorneys and maybe more. But my thought has always been that that we would cross-train, and either attorney or any of the three attorneys in the future can do virtually any of the work we do. Idea of some... Now, clearly Lisa Hill is kind of a rock star when it comes to family law. She ran legal aid for 12 years in Mankato, had 14 attorneys working for her. So, I mean, Lisa's the kind of person the judge will ask what the law is because, you know, she really knows it. So she will be in that area in a major way. And Jason will be in estate planning and estate administration, real estate, and so on. Doesn't mean, and either of them will be able to do some of that. Lisa's doing some estate planning now, but that's kind of the, it's kind of what we're looking at.
Who handles labor laws?
Virtually nobody I know of. Labor laws, it's pretty specific. I don't know, Jason, have you ever run into anybody? I don't know that we have anybody in the firm that does labor law. That's,
you know,
and,
corporate,
and we don't, we refer it out.
I'm thinking corporate, you know, labor, this kind of thing.
Well, corporate, we do corporate law. We do corporations. We work with the accountants in town and do quite a little corporate, you know, minute books, bringing up the minute book to date, mm-hmm. planning that that goes together with corporations. Often in my area of it, which Jason will be doing, we're looking at succession planning. You and I have talked about that, Mark, for some time. What do we do when, as I say, you know, I'm generally advising people that are about my age and they're looking at succession. How do I get out and make sure that my son or daughter can continue with the business, you know, when I'm gone? Do they buy me out? Do I give it to them? Are they, you know, all, again, it gets into estate planning. So we do quite a little corporate work, as it turns out.
Okay, so Jason Lee has been hired, part of the firm now, practicing already? Or?
He is. He's been here for many, 3 days?
Okay.
Four days. 4 days.
All right, so from the hiring to the fire, right in. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Yeah.
The hiring process is not real fast, is it?
Actually, you know, we've needed somebody out here for a while. You know, Deja was last fall, I think, when Deja left. So we've been trying to, we had to fill this slot. And I'm not getting any younger, as you probably know. And so we wanted them, I'll be around for a while, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You know, right? Yeah. Longer than you probably want to see me in this radio show, but I'll be here. But bottom line, we had to fill it. So the answer to the question is we kind of fast-tracked getting somebody in. Sometimes it takes longer. I mean, Jason, you don't know this, but in the past hiring, you know, the partners would get together in Waconia and there'd be a dinner and meet the spouse and family. And you might get a dinner out of them yet, but you're hired.
Yeah.
We had to move. Yeah.
So is there involvement in this case, Jason, with the others in the law firm, or is it this one? This kind of thing, mainly up to you and Lisa here.
You mean in terms of what kind of law he practices? He will be.
Well, no, I'm talking about the hiring, kind of.
Oh,
or do they have to give final approval?
We kind of reversed it. So the partners interviewed Jason first, didn't they, Jason?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then, and in the past, I've interviewed them, and then the partners have checked. So.
See,
the idea
think.
Is everybody has to agree on it, and it was easy for me to, after I met Jason, to say, let's go.
Yeah. See, I would have thought that you'd probably go the other way around, because when you came in off the air here, and, you know, we're talking about this, that meet you first and talk with you first, because if they get by you, that's the major hurdle.
Well, that's how it's always been in the past, because, you know, the efficiency in that was that I think the last time I hired an attorney, I interviewed about nine, mm-hmm. and right away narrowed it down to two. There were six or seven. I said, it won't work, you know.
Well, and I'm thinking,
so
you know,
it was just fortune in this case.
Yeah, Jason, you know, talk to Neil, you know, say, and then, you know, the rest of the people in the firm, the follow-up question would be, can you work with this guy?
Yeah.
And if, you know, it's yes, well, then you continue, see.
Yeah.
But.
So, we kind of reversed it. We fast-tracked it, and it worked out great. So now we got Jason here before golf season starts. Today is the first day of the golf course being open for walkers only, so you know what happens to me.
Yeah, you're gone.
Yeah.
That's why they fast-tracked.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to get Neil on that course when it opens.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Neil?
That's all I got.
All right.
Happy Easter.
And happy Easter to you. Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Shadeen Law Firm. Common Sense Legal Advice with me, attorneys Neil Jensen and Jason Lee. Guys, have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too, Mark.